God has gone up with a shout.
The Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for 40 days we have been celebrating with joyful hearts the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, his bursting from the tomb, and his defeat of the power of sin and death. He appeared to his disciples many times and told them about the kingdom of God. As Christ's body in this parish, we live this resurrection through our lives of faith, proclaiming in word and deed his victory over sin and death. Today we give thanks especially for the signs of growth in our midst as we renew our commitment to Christ, remembering how on this day he left this earth and returned to his Father, ascending into heaven to take his throne over all dominions and powers. Let us pray that our risen and ascended Lord will lead us to eternal life. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we believe your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into the heavens, so we in heart and mind may also ascend and with him continually dwell, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of Acts, chapter 1. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Go and make disciples of all nations, says the Lord. Remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Amen. Well, here we are, Ascension Day. Always on a Thursday, and now, of course, in this time of pandemic, we associate Thursday with clapping out the NHS and care workers. We salute their dedication and their courage and their sacrifice each Thursday. And besides the clapping and the banging of pans with spoons and so on, sometimes I hear fireworks as well in the distance, rockets going up into the sky. And actually, in the past years, I have sent rockets off on Ascension Day, perhaps at the end of a service, into the sky, just to signal what the day is about. I remember doing that in the ruins of Easby Abbey near Richmond, and also in the Western Dales, after a service in Eldroth Church, which is just on the kind of south side of the A65 going up towards Ingleton. We set rockets off there after a service in the fields surrounded by sheep and fairly newly born lambs as well. I hope we didn't cause them too much distress. Ascension Day, whether we take it literally or not, Jesus ascending into the sky, into the heavens, it's really about Jesus taking leave of his physical presence, of his presence among us, and promising the spiritual presence of the Holy Spirit. It's always interested me that Jesus' ascension took place at Bethany, certainly according to St. Luke. Bethany, of course, was the place where Jesus' friends, Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus, lived. The place where Jesus, if you like, felt comfortable, where he retreated from Jerusalem in the last few days of his life, that first Holy Week, where his human, his physical and his emotional needs were most, if you like, agreeably met by other human beings. And you sense in the account of the Ascension that we've read about tonight from Scripture, you sense almost the tension of wanting to hold on to Jesus' physical presence. And even Jesus himself experiencing that tension in the place where he'd felt most at home as human. But it wasn't to be. Nor could it be. The first disciples themselves had to exchange one reality for another. They had to get used to a new normal, if you like, to coin a phrase of our particular time, where their everyday lives were accompanied not by Jesus' physical presence, but by God's Holy Spirit as inspiration and guide and motivation to spread the good news, to grow the Jesus movement, and to become the church. The phrase new normal wasn't first used in the present pandemic context. And of course, there have always been major shifts in our concept, in our context, which have challenged us to reimagine what living in the presence of Jesus looks like. The preface in the licensing of a new priest which I have said many times in this Episcopal area, says we are called to proclaim afresh Christ in each generation. When I was a curate, a pretty young curate, 1984, I bought a personal computer. It cost us an arm and a leg, actually. My training incumbent wasn't sure that they would catch on. But within a year, he'd bought an Amstrad. As we face a new normal, just as those first disciples had to do, or were in the presence of doing on that first Ascension Day, so today we live in the hope that God's Spirit will help us to shape the gospel of Jesus Christ afresh, to shape the love of God for all people, for a new generation and a new context. May God bless you all as you seek to be Christ's body in these new emerging times. Amen.
God is God.
Together and alone.
With the help of God, we will.
Will you share your story with those you meet, proclaiming by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
With the help of God, we will.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all people, loving your neighbour as yourself?
With the help of God, we will.
Blessing and honour and glory and power. Our words echo the praise of the angels as you, Jesus Christ, rise above the limitations of earth to sit forever on the right-hand side of God. Though now we cannot ascend to where you are, still raise our hopes and hearts. That our discipleship in this world may be touched with the glory of heaven, and our lives be signs and promises of the fullness of life to come. Amen.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. Let us pray. Ascended Lord, you commissioned your followers to be your witnesses to the ends of the earth. We pray for your church today, for all who proclaim your name in all countries of the world. Give courage to us all to speak of your glory to those we meet, and open the hearts of everyone to your love and saving grace. We pray for those whose job is to support our mission in our diocese, especially for our bishops and priests, and for the Reverend Canon Andrew Norman, Director of Ministry and Mission. Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. The Lord, the Most High, is awesome, great King over all the earth. We pray for the leaders of all nations, for all in positions of power, authority, and responsibility. Grant them wisdom to govern effectively, and humility to govern justly. We pray for all struggling to lead during this pandemic. Let them feel your presence beside them, and may they be guided by your Spirit to work for the good of all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God amongst us, you walked beside us as one of us, seeing life as we do. We pray for all in our lives, for our friends and family, and for those whom we love but cannot be with. Bless us as we try to keep our lives as normal as possible, and empower us to be a blessing to those whom we meet. We give you thanks for those who selflessly care for others, and for those who simply check we are okay. Your Spirit is at work in the darkest of times, and we praise you for that gift. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Suffering servant, look with compassion on all who are ill, in mind, body, or spirit. Strengthen with your Holy Spirit all who are brought to the point of breaking by their suffering, all whose faith is damaged by their own pain or that of someone else. We pray for those in hospital, especially those suffering from COVID-19. Give them hope in their affliction and show mercy to all who cry out. We pray too for those who give care, for doctors, nurses and carers, and especially those who are bearing the strain of treating so many patients. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, you died as we do, but showed that even death is under your command. We hold before you all who have died, particularly those known to us. Comfort those who mourn, reassure those whose lives are drawing to a close, and help us all to prepare for the day we meet you face to face, whether that is on earth when you return, or standing before you when we die. As we look for the coming of your kingdom, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
from the Acts of the Apostles. Then the disciples returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. They were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. As we wait in silence, make us ready for your coming Spirit as we listen to your word. Make us ready for your coming Spirit as we worship you in majesty.
Make us ready for your coming Spirit
as we long for your refreshing.
Make us ready for your coming Spirit
as we long for your renewing.
Make us ready for your coming Spirit
as we long for your equipping.
Make us ready for your coming Spirit
as we long for your empowering.
Make us ready for your coming Spirit.
May the Spirit who set the church on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you, on your homes and those whom you love, this day and always.
Amen.
Waiting expectantly for the promised Holy Spirit, go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.